a common case. The Mordechai gave a much less a complimentary reason. When he quoted it, both the Shach and Taz both quoted, Da'as Shotem was there. Da'as Shotem. So that the Taz, Mordechai said Tipshin. Okay, I'm not sure which is worse, Shotem or Tipshin. Fine. Good. This is a situation where an expert could figure it out. Well, Chesaron Bekius. And they talk about the case of what called Khal. Khal is the other. I think about speaks about that. If the Bishar the whole thing, it can't be Bishar the only part of it. Taz says here in Simchat and Vav, as follows. There are two kinds of chesaron bekius. One, I read it, the Taz, let me look inside, the Taz Simchat and Vav. One which is safek in humuter or osur, ain shum tikkun loma ad heichan holech ha'isim, elam toma osur yosu l'gamri. Hanu hachta hocha. He made a book of the Shar. He said, "Mahoya chesaron the chol ador." Right, a chesaron bekiyus for the entire generation, for everybody, not just any bucky. No one knows. Even holchabol ha'hakol, sveka the rabbanon. Chesaron the yechidim. It's not a sabbath. It's das shoytim. That's case number one. Case number two, tzadshen. Hasavik u'be'ezin in the Shar. The two shiurim, like chal, the chal atzmo or b'mayd nothing minay. Taz makes these distinctions which all make sense logically to us. So writes the Taz. Fine. Makes perfect sense. One of the examples is the Gvinus. I pointed out one of them. Comes along the Prima Garden. Long piece, not going to be the whole thing. Talks about the Rajva, who said that the learned that from Chal, Sufik, Chesaron, Chochma, we are Machmir. And therefore, the case of the Taz wanted to make up, which calls the Gvinus, the Rashba is Machmir, the Gvinus. He doesn't hold from all these fine distinctions. The Tur holds a Sufik, the Chol Olam is a Sufik. And Chal is also for a different reason. The Ran's reason. I'm going to goof it up. That's what the Ran said about Chal. No one's going to know. They make a mistake here, make a mistake there. Kind of a Xera. Fine. So far, so good. Today's topic is really focusing primarily not on Siv Gimel, but on Siv Dal. As I mentioned to you already on Wednesday. What is it in Siv Dal? It says at the beginning of the line, Yisr Shem Nisbashel and Heter HaFilu Makiru V'Sholem V'Zorko Tzorok Shishim V'Negat Kol Yisr V'Shem L'Yodim Kama Yotzim Yemenu. That's exactly what we said until now. We don't know. Chesed Chal. But our main shiur today is the Rambam. Let's read the Rambam together. The Chol Yisur Shem Bevatlen B'Shishim. Rambam up down. Imakiro Tzorach L'Asiro Mishon. Av Al Gav Tekfar Nizbatel Tama B'Shishim. Abosai, Bittel, when it's mixed in, you can't get rid of it. If you get rid of it, you gotta get rid of it. L'Ficha L'Chein. Im Nofal Chelev L'Tocha Tavshul. It is batel tamal b'shishim. Tzorech liten shamayim tzonanim. V'teva ha'chelev lahakpi. It will congeal. V'lotzuf levala will float alamayim. V'yasireni mishom. T'me'acha de'efshel asiro. Have ki'ilu makiro. V'tzorech asiro mishom. The key word in this is ki'ilu. You know, he wants a ki'ilu. How close is ki'ilu to the reality? And why is this Rebbe says to me, one of the most important machlokes of the entire year is right now. I repeat, the entire year, I know what I'm talking about. The entire year, one of the most important machlokes is this. What is this? What kind of din are we talking about? What kind of din is this? You have to pour the cold water. Right now you can't see any fat. It's all mixed in. Take a look, if you will, in the Machsa Shekel. Ein Placey. Sivkan, who's the place? The crazy place. Rabbi Yonah Sinebshin, it's one of the Gedolei Ador Mamish of his time. Shekosav, the Mikoach HaMayim Miskalkel HaMachol. pour cold water, the whole dish gets ruined. Ain't tzarach lita shrampa mayim v'shar. Muta the way it is. For I also who mikliya v'lua mi'isr shenis arav v'shar kelim shal hat. We'll come to that in a minute. The bottle afal gav shiyochol lahagil kelim all of them. Tangola v'dovah she'en lo matirin u bottle v'shen tzarach v'holtzi otzos simikur beis of gimel. Now what's this? Take a look. Let's open the Siddur Kuv Beis of Gimel. On the Ram Kondis. Siddur Kuv Beis of Gimel. This is really halacha l'maisa. Kuv Beis of Gimel happens all the time. Kli sh'nesem v'bliyas yisur. People have a little time. Something became tray from the kitchen. They put it aside. We'll let the kasher later. And guess what happens? The cleaning lady comes in, puts it right back into all the other spoons. They have 20 spoons. One of them was, you know, hit the flesh, hit the milk, and so on. Now, oh, they have to cash all 20 spoons. Says the Mechavim, no. And bottle barov, the ain, don't also gadova sheshto matirin, to cash it, to cash all 20. Shetzarech lehotzi olev hotzos lagilo. How much does it cost to cash 20 spoons? A boysai. You take a, you have a chocolate bar costs more than that. I think so. But all right, maybe in those days it was different. It's a question, how much otzos is called otzos? The cash of 20 spoons? Maybe it's 20 pots? That may be a bigger deal. Whatever the case may be, this is the because it's not called Dabashay Shlomatir. What's the source of this din, Rabbi? It's a famous din. Who knows what the source is? The Rashman Torah Sabayas. And who argues with him, of course? Come on. Well, we always argue with the Rashman. There are the Bedegabayas. Of course he argues. That's his job. I'll argue. The Shach quotes it. Take a look on the Shach Sivkot and Ches. Right? Take a look. There are two lines in. The Berek HaBayis tells you what page to find it. Masigal HaRashba V'Oma D'Hocha Taima Achwino Iko D'Ein Lo Bittl Levad Mitama D'Vashay Shabbatirin, which is a Halbutzar, it's a Din D'Rabbonin, of course. To call Hecha the Nikar Yisr, ain't no bittle. The cave in the Efsha Lahotzi or Yisr Bitochoi the Hagola, have a Kinikar Yisr. Unbelievable. According to the simple reading of the Ra'ah, he's talking here about a Dinda or Isa, not a Dinda Rabbonim. And therefore, to if you have 20 Kalim and one of them became Treif, and it's called a Ben Yomo, the usher minatora to use these 20 kalim because it's nikar iser. The iser is clearly in one of those 20 kalim, and you can pull it out by cashing all 20 kalim. Psh, din d'oraisa. According to the Rashba, din d'rabbanan, yesh lo matirin. Except it's not yesh lo matirin because it costs too much money. If you had a freebie, you know, and before Pesach, some of the shoes have free agalas kalim. So if they're free agalas kalim, then it would be no longer. You could argue the tircha, it's a big pain in the neck to do it, but he says otzos. When the pain in the neck is also naksa yesha matirin, some posts will talk about it. Any event, back to the machlet ha-shekel here in Simon Sadiches. The same thing applies over here. It's derived from the Rashba, the Mechaber. It's yesha matirin, that's all it is. And if it's ela matirin, it's going to cost money. Here too, it's going to ruin the whole dish. So the principle of Yesh and Matirin, no bottle does not apply. What do you see from here? So the Rabbanan. Tovish Matirin, the Rabbanan, that's for sure. What about Kondor Ra'ah? Kondor Ra'ah, it would be what? Rabbi will say, help out. It would be what? No. Adindar Isa. Who says so over here? Take a look. You'll see right away that the place is not at all universally accepted. Not at all. Take a look, for example, in the Prima Garden, who quotes the Placey, and he's not so sure that the Placey is, in fact, correct. Before that, I think it's important that we take a look at the source of this whole Bachan, of this whole Ramo. Look on the side, you know, from the fancy, hey, what's the source of? What they say, where am I going? Tziur of the Ramo. Two sources. Hagos Mordechai Chulin, Shem Rokeach. Let's take a look. Rabbi will say the original sources are always important. Primary sources are critical. where am I going to find the Mordechai? And the Rishonim. Here we go. Avodah Zarah. Oh, wait, this is Hagos Mordechai, but okay. What I said about Zarah, said Chul. Oh, some Chul. I lowered the screen. Let me tell them. My mistake. I'm sorry, I focused better about Zarah. My mistake. Tavshin, that's right in front of my noses. I apologize for that. We'll come back to about Zarah later somehow or other. But let's take a look at the Mordechai and Chul. Thank you. Tavshin, man. Let's see, in our print, it's on page Lamed Beis. Four lines from the bottom of the page. For Sefer Rokeya Kosov, there is a Mevashin Dwar Tavshil, Yomedes Esal O'esh, if you were a Sakas of the Vashalas, Vinishmach Ola Echelev, Ocholov, in the Chutz, Yishavra Tavshil, Betamcha, Bekter Acheres, that's not our inyan right now. Avo, im nafal l'tocha chelev, yishpoch mayim tzonim l'tocha, v'yosir kol ha-shuman hatzof, v'ashar muter. That's the source for this then? Okay, that's the source for this then. Now, we saw before that the Gilead Marashah says that din derab one. He has to look at the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim says. The Prima Gadim is found over here, Mishpat Zav, Sif Kotan Zion. Take a look. The crazy placey, Oz Vav, Hekuk Shamachal, the Skaka de Timon, Walla Kamon, Simical Base, and Gilman, the Clea de Hagola, Yesh the Khalid Menean, Kikan, who Kimakir Ho Isur. After all, the Lush of the Ramah was having Kiilu Makiro. But wait a minute. That was their Osvar. We don't hold from their own. So what are they talking over here? It's Makiro. Look in Gilead Marashah. Nirali de Midoraisu. Imashakosta, the Rashba Kabat the Sukkah. Amasnisin, I also Sukkosta, Soft de Masfakasira. Ain't Schach Machuba Shir, we might tell us how we could pitle mamish. Came in the Yochalat, Yuval Aman Olive. Look at Taz Nechasukka. It's a real dinner, a din d'araisa. A din d'araisa. No, wait, what kind of raya is that? Rabbi Gilead Marashah, that's no raya. There it's clearly visible. You can see it immediately here. You look into the pot, you can't see anything. We need a kuntz. A kuntz, a trick. I use the random word, he word takbula. Yeah?
Not true.
What's not true?
Well,
I don't know.
You never saw chicken soup with the oil floating on top?
No, if the oil's floating on top, there's no question about it. Gotta get rid of it.
But there's no way to get rid of that without being mitzanin it. The way you get rid of that is to be mitzanin and then you peel it off. If it's all more in the pot, there's no way you're going to be able to get it out because you'll see it. So when the Prima Gadim was saying, Nigra Yisur, you could see it. As opposed to the
forgive
kingdom,
me, forgive me, Calvin. When you get to my age, for those people who say you have to cut down your fats and cholesterol and and when the fatty part of the chicken soup flows to the top, I just skim it off.
The only way you can skim it off is if it's in the fridge first. You can't do that when it's hot. It's impossible.
You get some of it.
You can't get all of it. You still see some of it floating.
Okay, so whatever I say, I get off. And the rest is the case of the Shulchan Aruch.
Show Rebbe.
What?
Like, we go to the calf right now. I can show Rebbe.
No comment on that. I don't want to say anything negative about the delicious food in this yeshiva. But okay. my wife makes excellent chicken soup. And sometimes you'll see some stuff on top. Baruch Hashem, I'm still able to eat it. But someone else would skim it off the top. Whatever's in the bottom, your kaka can't see. You have to put cold water in. You're right. So, begin to nimitz, we're discussing what you can't see right away. The schach, you can see right away. The case we're discussing here, you cannot see right away. You have to throw cold water for the flow to the top. That's the case. Not the same as the schach. No. Number two, the Ramah is another source. Aside from the This is going to be the most important svara of the whole year again, called the Isa Vehetter. Sefer Halacha? Correct? We have to be able to find this one because it's going to be every day. Isa Vehetter. Okay. Easy. Look on the side. Isa Vehetter is on the side. Tzion Ramah. Look at Isa Vehetter. Ha'orach, what they call? Klal Chav Gimel Sof Din Tes.
I mean, this is it.
Got the wrong one? Thank you. Shar? They call Shar as we call Klal? We'll find out in a minute. Ooh. Talk about small print. Baruch Hashem, again, fix it. Can I get rid of this? Anyone else read it? Big enough? Isur shenis batel ben belach kagon chaticha the isur shenafla the kadera ben biyovesh im yochol akira achakach Tzorach lezoko. Heshiv ravad. Chelev shenafal lekadera v'nomes. Im yesh shishim. What's the next word? What's the next word, gentlemen? Mitzvah. Litin b'mayim korom likrosh achelev lasira. What does that imply, Rabbi? Who's right? Is it Klesi and Plesi right? Or is it Prima Gadim right? Or Gilim HaShara? Who's right? Come on, guys. Why are you so diffident? Who's right? It's clear as day who's right. Avad is the Rabbanan. Mitzvah. Use the word mitzvah. Mitzvah, it's treif mamish. Mitzvah means, and then the Rabbanan. Yeah, it's the Yesh Tamatirian, and if it's Eilam Matirian, it's going to get ruined, you don't have to do it. It's klar, the Yisav Hetem, that's only a mitzvah. And he's quoting from the Ravan. If you look up the original Ravan, I'll bring you the source of the Ravan tomorrow. It's clear the same way. It's a mitzvah. Seems clear as day. It's a din de Rabbanan. Why am I being so passionate about this? Everything depends upon this child. The whole bug crisis that goes on in the world today. This is the most important of all the numerous questions which surround the bug crisis, or so-called crisis. I think it's the most important one of all. If you don't see it. Alright? But I can do a shtick. I'll desist, I'll do this. Then shticks are endless shticks. Right? I don't see it. What's it in Midaraisa? So the crazy place is its bottom Midaraisa. I think the Isavet is clearer that way. And the Rokeach could be explained that way too. It's not clear with the Rokeach, which way. I can't prove from the Rokeach. The Lush we saw in the Mordechai Tavshin Meh. That's not clear. But it certainly could be read that way. But here it's black and white. Mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah. Right? What did Mordechai say? Tzorach. What did Ramah say? Ke'ilu. It's only ke'ilu. He wants a ke'ilu. Okay. I'm going to try to prove. Yes.
Wasn't
the Gilem Arashar
quoting
the Ran
on that?
Gilem Arashar was quoting
who?
Gilem Arashar
was
quoting
around.
Ran, really? Hold on. Let me go Gilem again.
Yeah.
No, that's the sukkah. Yes, avada. There you can see it. It's right in front of your nose. In Tuzakaz Eschach, you don't need any shtick to see it. It's right in front of you. What kind of comparison is that? Anyway, Rabbi said, look on the shach. Sivkot Vav. I said this raya many years ago, and Baruch Shekivanti to the Megillah Sefer. Okay. Sivkot Vav. Watch. We learned this in a totally different context. But I think it's a raya brura that the place he is right. Gentlemen, what's it in? That's chazes from day one. Yovesh v'yovesh min b'minos batel b'rov. Chad betray batel. Right? How do you know that? It's a mefurshu gemara. The batel b'ruba. By get anasha. Fine. Batel b'rov. Be the rice of batel b'rov. Min b'she'eno mino, Rabbi Osai. Min b'she'eno mino, yavish b'yavish. What's the case? sorry?
Carrots and beans.
I don't hear you. Carrots and beans. Still on the. We'll see. Let's open up to the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Tes. It's on the Maamar Makos. Kuf Tes is a very hard siman. But we're going to focus on this one little tiny point. The Ramah says, "End of Sifal." Kozesh in the Sarah b'mino, alo shalom b'mino ve'ein makiro. That's a tata de sasri, no? Shalom b'mino ve'ein makiro. If it's shalom b'mino, so the Shach says in Sifkot Ches, "Kozesh nifal lechatigos dakos sheiniko bein zel zeh." Fine, goes to Torah. There's other cases he has. I'm not going to the problem right now. After the yavish b'yavish sarach shishim, why? Why, Tzorach Shishim, why, oh why? Why? Anyone know why? 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 The Rush says why. The Rush says, the reason why is because you're afraid he may cook them together. Sure. May cook them together? That's all. A very pragmatic cheshbon. He may cook them together. Cook them together, you run into problems. Alright, you with me so far, Abba Osai? Clearly, Adin de Rabbana, Xera de Rabbana, you may cook them together. So we pass the halacha, that's the real reason. However, there's another reason. There's another reason. Take a look at the Shachs of Kotan Yun. Kosan Marai. Hagol Shari Dura. Simon Lamates, Oz Dal. We have downstairs the Shari Dura. Look it up. To be your day, I mean, the tour. B'shem Sefer Chuma, Mashma. To aim, so Shishim, Elam, and Rabban. It's true. He says that because Shem is still cooking together. The Tzorach Ian, Betosis, El Overin. Okay, Mem Dalin, and Giranusha, Sadites, end of the Maskal Rabba. The mash mahasam tuva should serve shishim midaraisa. Wow. 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 This is a derabana. Ah, they brought a riot from Tosus that is a dindaraisa. I read the shach tachiyim. We Tosus is perik elu over and we get an ashen riot. The mash mahasam, the hedger midaraim. The Ari Belach Belach, the Gamnok with the Ram Kemach be Kemach, Tavilach Belach, she's brought it Kon Gimel. We're saying there's no raya from Tosis to be Machmir. It's a Daraisa. We assume it's a Darabonon. It's a Darabonon. Fine. Then why Darabonon Shemis? But the question becomes, what is the Svara? To say it's a Darais. What is this word to say it's a Darais? Let's first take a look on the Rosh Simul Lama Zion to see. Sure, sure. You have Yavish be Yavish Mid Mishen Amina. Right, what's the case? We saw before the description of the case. How can it be? Right? The case of Eino Makiro, Chatichos Dakos. Can't see it. So, what's the din? Let's take a look on the Rush first. See the standard. I mean, I'm always going to see the standard pshat before you see the, we'll call the more radical pshat. The Rush and Simon Lama Zayin in our parak. Not going to be the whole Simon now. We're not discussing this topic now. Very long, complicated sugya. The Yavish B'Yavish. Okay? Lama Zayin. Avodavish ain birya v'lochatira v'deskabi. That's sukkas on the one of kuf. Bottle berov. Afiyish rabban and lech. Okay, the mash mahacha. And all discussion even together. All this kind of stuff. Not going into right now. This is all a case of yovish b'yovish min b'mino.
What page in the Rush is that
in? I started from the beginning of the Rush Simon Lamed Zayin. That's just the read of the first few lines. But now I have to get to where the Rush discusses the. Okay. This is so far min b'mina. What about min b'she'eino mina? What's the din of min b'she'eino mina? What we call in the case of yavish b'yavish. This is a very long rush. Find it quickly. It's in here somewhere. The Rosh says the reason why by min b'she'eino mino, even yavish b'yavish, is a problem is because you may come to cook them together. Just, haven't found it yet. Hold on. Repeating himself about min b'mina b'davi yavish, it's het gamar, even the rabbanon. Well, let me at least show it to you in the Divrei Chavrutas Kufay and Gimel. Maybe that's where it's an implication in the Rosh. Because of a tourist in Kuf Levav b'shem bala truma, the min b'she'en omino, I feel the yavish b'yavish, tzorach shishim. Why? Came in the yavash tamitim ben tam ad kan. That's the answer. Some in the Russia too, but I showed it to you in Divrei Chavrutas Kufay and Gimel. Fine. That's the Pasha Pshat reason. That's the simple reason for this din. That's the reason. But the question becomes, what's Pshat in the Yisrael V'Heter? What does he say? So take a look. Oh, watch this. Look carefully. Every word, are you able to see it? It's big enough. You sure? Can make it bigger? Big enough?
Yeah.
Okay, good, make sure. Watch this. He says, B'she'eino mino, be'im malach, be'im yovish, b'samach. End quote. V'atam, mishum, look carefully. T'nim b'she'eino mino, chomer yosim b'mino, afedav yovish, she'nos and tam zebezeh. Why? Look carefully. Wait a second. If that's the case, why the bottle b'shishim? Nikar iser. Umikoma gom bottle shape b'shishim. The miachashu kolkach muad ve'eno motzo nikar shapir dovish eno takana. Unbelievable. It's like a neither here nor there. It's not that it's impossible to find. You can surely find it, but it's so difficult. We saw the case of the shach. It's very, very small. You can't tell the difference so easily between this min and next min. You try hard enough, you'll figure it out. But a level d'oraisa, it's clearly batel berov. Chazal required shishim. That's a din d'rabbanan, obviously. Min d'oraisa is batel berov. You see clearly that the place he is right. Here too, you can figure it out with some kind of tafbulo if you try hard enough. It's batel b'shishim. If it's d'oraisa, it's batel berov. Now the shach doesn't like the whole svara, but he never rejected this part. So I thought it's right on my own. But then I found it in the Megillah Sefer. I'll read it to you. Page Kuf Pei Zayin. He is a big placey man, a big tongue, which that's why I'm a big fan of his. For many other reasons, but this reason primarily right now, he thinks the place he is right. He quotes the Shach, he said, V'heter, Hechmiru d'rabbonu l'hatshach v'tarofes yovesh b'yovesh b'mishay emil ha-shishim v'shadik v'dabar ha-shiyel shil ha-takona yochok tzas l'hakar v'yisiv l'asiyo v'sham u'mikom v'gom botu b'shishim t'miach ha-shumbuot en u'motzo nik v'shab v'dabar she'en lom takona u'mavua b'dvaro t'kshiyel shishim yesh v'zeh torach limtso ha-isir. Then Nechshav Shein Lanikar Ubat Luberov. Afurish. This we're talking about now. Very early sources for Oksha Kivadi to the Megillah Sefer. It is true, and this is not unanimously accepted. This din As a matter of fact, if you look in the Darkei Moshe, I'll show you, look at Darkei Moshe here in Siman. If you have a tour, you can open up and see it inside. I don't have my tour with me. But if you look at the Darkei Moshe in Siman Kuftes, he says, the tour upon which this is going, I'll let you show the tour. I guess it's worthwhile starting with the tour. Look what he said, the tour. Look carefully. Vodachad betray, l'chora nire, shen chilek ben esav b'mina, ben shalom b'mina. He thinks on his own that should be bottle barov, the tour. Avo ba trumas kosev dakel yitzab b'mina l'mina from Yoshua Shtorach Shishim. Why? He tells you the reason. Kevin should be vashnim yitam emtam. And then the Rabbanon says the Darkei Moshe to the three shittas. I say Hagosh aridu olam atesos dalet b'shem arai zal tak medor arai sen b'telim. The rice and the potato. We saw it inside. So it's about three remachlokas. Rabbosai min b'sheina min yavish. It's three remachlokas. According to the Torah, it's mutter berov. According to the conventional wisdom, we pass like it's also with the rabban until shisha. We make a pevashal yachar. According to that gosh sharedura, the marai, it's also with the rice. Yeah, it seems to me that he holds like the gilu marsha. At the machlokas, this later machlokas between the place in the gilu marsha. Who lived much later? The place he lived in the 18th century. And Shlomo Egel lived in the 19th century. He's a Gedolei Olam. But the Machlokes goes back much, much further than that. Right? Goes back all the way to the Machlokes between the whole world, if you will, forgive me if you use that expression, everybody else, and the Marai. Marai is the Baal Trumas Hadeshen, who wrote Hagos on the Shari Dur, which is written by Rabbi Yitzchak Midura. Goes back hundreds and hundreds of years before that. Okay, but the Psach Halacha is the cool on the child. Yeah. Fine. So now I want to read you another line from this beautiful Sefer. I love the Sefer so much. Megillah Sefer. He has to be right. It has to be right. If it's not right, the whole Shulchan Aruch falls apart. Read what he says. Listen carefully. Kuf pei hei. Meidach, im yochol lahakir es ha'iser, rak ayde tachbulos v'chokos, kogol biyomenu, yesh ma'abados v'shuchlalos v'chadome. Very, very advanced laboratories. She'ef shela hafrid kol tarovas lach palach, shalmim v'shen amino, with chemical separations. I assume he's correct. Any chemists here? Take chemistry? He took chemistry? Is he right? Not sure?
We didn't do that happy chemistry.
Okay, so find out. What to find out? Mistaber, she'ein zeh nechshav she'isa nikar. Dimlokein, bismaneinu nafal bebira kol din tarov v'shalach malach. Shlemin b'shein amino. V'nat afil adei shishim. Kevin de'ef shalach afil adei takbulo shonos. I think he's correct scientifically. Let me know tomorrow if you think he's right scientifically. I think he is right scientifically. And therefore you see, the mere fact that you can pull some shtick and figure it out and separate it does not mean it's not bottle. That's just not true. Now. Oh. It says over here like this. Open up Kuf Dalet Sif Aleph. This is all in your mind becomes. Kuf Dalet, Sif Aleph, and Shulchan Aruch. Whoa, pretty disgusting case, no? The Gemara's case. Achbara, the Dabra, and Osatam, the Shvachu, she all al Shulchan Malachim. Whee! Is that true today? Malachim here, Achbarit? What do you say? Go on the internet, find out if today's kings are reading Achbarit. Wow. I will Achbar the Muslim, the Safkalon, and Mashbiach, Meshecha, Machomets, O Imhu Poge. Okay, the Sukkah Sagamara, Mesach Navarazar. Fichem Nafal, Shul Shecha, O Lachomets, Betzonein, Visiru Misholem, Im Loshe, Shah, Besocha, Besleyes, Mutter, it's Kovash, not Kovash, Kovash, not for today's time. Amai Rosech, O Fil Betzonein, Shah, Besocha, Besleyes, Meshisir Sholem, Meshadech, Chatikos Dakas, Yochal is son of a mesnenes, binin shalo yishom imena betocha klum. You've strained it, there's nothing left whatsoever. Ben shnuach betocha nagam benasa kulam ashka, evelon nishtar imena shum amashis, nitra yadeh shi shishim behetev kenegar achbar. Fine. In the schate of the chatigos dakos, who bin yim? She ain't no yochal is son of no? Why not? Go. She is ayev Hashecher or Achomus v'machal av, that mixes into something which is thicker, and you can't strain thick things. Hakol aser, v'yein shem bittel. Techashina, why? Techashina and shema yifga b'mamosho shel iser v'lo yagish. You hear what's going on? You may actually bump into the iser. Gval, towards the bump into an achbar. Ramo, v'davka v'sheretz yesh lochosh imnish Hashem. So you call it Zio, Abu Shari Surin, Ein Lachush. Shari Surin, Ein Lachush. Now, let's take the first case. Yochol is Sanim and Masanenis. What kind of din is that? Is that a din Doraisa? Or a din de Rabbana? Din Doraisa? Or din de Rabbana? Not completely clear. You could say, right now you can't see it. Yeah! It's a davish yesh to matirin. As we said before, the same way you're going to have to we pull a kuntz to have the fat rise to the top, you pull a kuntz and put it through a strainer. And what will happen if through the strainer it'll ruin all food for whatever reason? You're not mechuyav to do it, as the crazy place he said. So it's a similar case. A similar case. Yeah. Now, so what's takana din? A very serious question. A very serious question. Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Whenever you see a Rambo, you know wherever his sources are. This comes from the Rambo, right? What's his source on the side? Aleph. Ket Mashu v'Iser et Ha'aruch again. Klal Amid Beis Din Tes and Yud. Before we go there, since we have the Dakei Moshe open in front of us, what does he say? If you look at Rambo, his first book was the Dakei Moshe. Okay, so the Dakei Moshe right over here in Siman Kuf Dalet Sifkot Aleph talks about this case. Look carefully, please. Isavet Aruch Mashka Nefesh L'Sanano L'Chein Os V'Kodem Asinan. You know why? Tells you right out why. Tahavi Kedava Sheyesh L'Matirin. Once again. Isavet Aruch consistent. We saw before. He was a source in Sadiches, he's a source of Kufdab. It's a Dova Shiesh Lamatirin. And not more than that. The place he is right. Just look on the original sources. The place he is right. It's a Dova Shiesh Lamatirin. That's all. The Shitasa. And there are more quotes in two places. That's obviously his Shita. Now, I ask you to see somebody else who says it. I usually don't give Mara Makoma's beyond the book, but I couldn't resist giving you this one in Aruch HaShulchan. Before I see the Aruch HaShulchan, you got to see this, the Shulchan Aruch. That's the order. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch HaShulchan. In that order. Simen Kuf Sif Aleph. Simen Kuf Sif Aleph. The Gemara we saw, Rabbi Oster, just to show you the Gemara at least, we saw this once before, Tzadi Tesem and Bay is the last line. Get an usher in its bashel. For the bottle beruba, kiyen makiro says Rashi, and says the Gemara, barrier shiny. Later on, Chaticha ruled the scabbard is shiny. Okay? They break the rule of Batal Barov. They break the rule. They break the rule. Okay? What's the case of the Gemara? Get an usher. You can't tell them to say one get another get. I'm not a butcher. I have to tell you a story. When I first was in the Rabbonis, the first, I would say, 15 years or so of the Rabbonis, there were still some places where they kashered the meat in the local butchery. I don't think it's true for the last 30 years. I don't think so. That's all kashered in the Midwest somewhere where they have the slaughterhouses. So, when you kasher, you first have to salt it. We'll get to this a little bit later on. But you also have what we call treber it, from the Lashon of tarba. We saw the ahu tarba, fat. You gotta get rid of the fats. You have to get rid of the geranusha. It's called trebering. So, once, one of the other rabbis said, let's go figure out what trebering is. So we went to a fancy, a big butchery in Bergen County, and they tried to show us what's going on. The other rabbi may have caught something. I was in a complete fog. I'm a city boy. I don't know what an animal looks like. I take this, not this. So I rely on the kosher agencies that they're doing a good job in the Midwest. I would know, but I'm just kidding. A gidonash looks like other gidon. Doesn't look like other gidon. I don't even know. I don't know. I'm being honest. I don't know. You have to know what you don't know. Okay. Let's take a look. Beria. Taino Kagon gives a bunch of examples. Nimola. What that means. Of Tome, you know what that means. Giran Asher, that's the Gemara. Only one case in the Shas is Giran Asher. For Eiver Minachai, who baits us she yesh bo efroach, for Chayotze behem, afilu be'elef lo betelu. Beitza she yesh bo efroach. What does that mean? Look at the Shach Beis. Reishim and Kuf Yud, the Stavik of Beis Yosef, the Yechoshev of Beria, Sheshbar, Tipas Dam, the Achad, the Shara Tichla Bekula. Rabbosai, you all are aware of the fact that a blood egg should be discarded? Who is in the life has ever seen a blood egg? Raise your hand. What do they do with it in your house? Throw it out. Rabbi Moshe, it's a tshuva, you don't have to throw it out. Just pray the Nicholas Moshe. Why not? Why must a blood spot indicate that the egg be thrown out? What does it indicate, Rabbi Osai? The egg has been what?
Fertilized.
That's the blood spot means. Rabbi Moshe writes today, they process the eggs and they separate them in the factories, whatever they do. Our eggs are not fertilized at all. Forget about, I'm not talking about organic. Organic is, if you're a nature guy, watch out. Then you have to really watch out. I'm not kidding around. You can get it with a chicken. I kid you not. Maybe you like that. Great. But anyone here use organic eggs? Raise your hand. Oh, Hashem. Okay, so we don't have to worry about that. But our eggs, which are not the regular old-fashioned eggs, it's processed with, it's guaranteed. It's very much as matter. I tell you an amazing story. When I was a chosn a couple of years ago, so my then future father-in-law came to see me in yeshiva because we were playing the wedding hall or something like that. Remember, he met the Rav that time. It was a very memorable occasion. And then let's go have something to eat. So he went to the place, whatever name it goes by. My father used to call it the Harry's. That was called Sid and George. But I think throughout the years, it was always called the Greasy Spoon. I don't know if it's still called that way now. But the same place, it hasn't the same Greece since the 1930s, probably. Okay. So we walk in there, and one of the my collar, or the shver, someone ordered scrambled eggs. So the guy took the egg, cracked it, and put it into the pan. He was aghast. They didn't check for blood spots. Apparently, in my in-law's house, you crack an egg, you go, look here, they look for blood spots. I assume they got a psak from my shirt. And you don't have to look for blood spots. If you see a blood spot, you can still use the egg. I'll tell you a great story. This is a year before this event. I was in a 50 years ago mamish. I was learning with the Rav in Boston. So the first year I went to learn the Rav in Boston, we rented an apartment. I'm allowed to wax them. You remember these from the stories. This is a wild story. So we rented an apartment. We stayed there for that as long as we were. Good, fine. The next year, we could not rent it. There were no apartments to be rented. You think we're going to miss the Rav Shir because we couldn't rent an apartment? Forget it. We were groupies, not Mr. Rav Shir. So we were told that you go to the bus to the Rebbe. Has anyone ever been in Brookline? Have you seen the New England Hasidic Center? 1710, I think, Beacon Street. It's probably still the same address. In the attic. In the attic. There was a hektish called Dichman Yesi. You're never going to go in there. That's where we went. It's an interesting story, but you know, when we went that day, if we arrived, so we went to the Kavapan of the Rav. Rav is diving the Tal in the Shul, which is a few blocks away from the Bostoner. So the Rav asked, the Rav is two different people. In New York, it was one person. In Boston, it was a different person. In New York, he was a little tough. In Boston, it was very congenial, the opposite. Oh, yeah, so where are you staying, boys? So we shamefacedly said, myself and my chavrusa, Rabbi Ezra Big Shlita, we're staying by the bus to the Rebbe in the attic. The Rebbe said, oh, that hellhole. Now, I said this once in the public, and Rabbi Twersky said, don't take that out of the tapes. He kept taking this out of the tapes again. But that's what he said. I like to tell the stories as they happened. Anyway, about a week later, so we did, that was a little basement down at the bottom. We took pineapple juice cans and cooked eggs there. But then, we managed. Until one day, Ezra found a mishulach sleeping in his bed. I thought, everyone walks in. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here fast. This is already too much. But there's nowhere to go. But at the time, there were two young men whose last name was Tendler. His children of Moshe David Tendler from Mansi. And his two older sons were learning with the Rav. And they stayed by their relative, whose name was Mr. Levovitz. Choshever Yid, Mr. Levovitz was very close with the Rav, named Levovitz. And his father was, the Rav Moshe's brother-in-law. One of Rav Moshe's brothers was able to look at the Jewish Rav Moshe, writes to Levovitz, his brother-in-law. So they were related to Rav Moshe. So they were attendants of Rav Moshe's father-in-law. They were related. They were staying there. So we asked them, and the Balabas was not home. He was on vacation. We asked for a shus to stay there until he came back. So he calls, until we come back, we don't care. You wouldn't trust two guys on their own, but they have two of them, two of us. Big house, no problem. So this story happened during that week. We had 1 week to get out of there. We were so desperate, we would go back to the Rebbe. So just to finish the story, but that Friday night, we fanned out. I went to the Maimonides and he went to Young Israel, looking for someone, two boys, in a place. So it was a fellow that ate out by that Friday night. He said, oh, yeah, my next door neighbor, he goes to onset to the beach. He's not there the whole week. If he comes back twice just by himself without his family, maybe he won't mind. Very nice fellow. That's what we say the rest of the summer. So we were safe. Why am I telling you this whole story? During that week, they cracked eggs. Two Tendler brothers cracked eggs. And they found a blood spot on the egg. And a tremendous dispute erupted between them. Tremendous dispute. The older brother said, okay, the Zayda says the egg is kosher, despite the fact that there's blood spot. But you got to throw out the blood. The other one said, no. The Zayda said you can eat the blood too. That was the machlokes. So from this story, you remember that the issue with the blood spots. Okay. Fine. I don't get involved in these things. The two brothers are arguing. What the Zayda really said, I have no idea.
How did Moshe explain the blood?
It's a wound, a scratch. You know, like you could have a wound or a scratch. Not all blood comes after from fertilization. Something with a little scratch. Now, guys, you can go on the internet and find out where the blood's really coming from. I think Rav Moshe is correct. If it's not fertilized, it could still be some blood. But let me know tomorrow what your internet search shows. Okay, fine. Didn't have internet 50 years ago, but fine. The Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by this problem. Watch this. Watch this. Yesh b'zeh shela. Heichi meshkachas l'la'aydina shetevi beria sheyesh b'afroach d'memarashach. Im makir mibachut sheyesh b'afroach yitlu misham. Throw it out. Vim ein makir mibachut minoya adina sheyesh b'afroach. Didn't have x-ray vision. Today they have. That's what they do today. That's why don't we have the fertilized egg so they can see from the outside with infrared. That much what they're using exactly.
They have light.
What are they called?
Put against the light.
A plain light you can tell?
In the factory and video shows that they should put against
plain
the
regular light, so they could add light in time those days too. So what's the shame? We'll see you soon. Very good. We'll see you soon. If no mashe nishpra v'reinu sheyesh b'afroach v'ribot l'lamitaros barrier. Once it breaks. If the base would be the barrier, all right, we saw from the outside that it's got smashed. Okay, you can't tell. But if the frog is a barrier, brisukah is about the mitzvah's barrier. Ev shaloma, look carefully. To la'olam, and I think this is a correct fact. Be'iyun heite v'yishagim b'chutz. You look carefully. Today we have these humongous those. Modern light, and so light, you know, these light boxes, and all this, they didn't have that then. They had a candle. I think some people actually use the word candle even today. Look up the English dictionary. The word candle is used for eggs. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah, candle.
What is that?
It is used.
It's not a candle. You can't you know, to see with a candle, it'll take forever.
It's called candling.
What's it called?
Candling.
Candling, right. Yeah, but you use a candle. It'll take you forever with a candle. They have these humongous 500 watts. That's no candle. They're still calling it candling, right? Okay, watch. Look what he says to Aruch HaShulchan. Be'iyun heitev, candling with a candle, yeshag b'chutz, akshin es arva b'har b'meos beitzim. One egg got mixed up with hundreds, yesh torach rav livdo kulam be'iyun heitev b'chutz. Fi have amrina dehi b'teila, ain't sorach the troach bazeh. Aval achshav shein a betela muchrachu oshe yosu kol abeitim o livda kulam ad sheimtzu uha. What is he klara from the Aruch HaShulchan? Clear as day. Even though with a tafbula, you can see the afroach inside. It's still batel berov with the raisa. But ravonan berla batel meirinik again on our side. We're going to see tomorrow that to put everyone in the same lineup, it's not going to work. Because if you read the other Maramakam, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like the place. But in general terms, we're talking about this, we keep trying to prove this point, that if you don't see it, I say, see no evil. If you don't see it, and it's difficult to get to it, on the level of the Arise, it's but yes, sir.
The title of it, little pieces, the lach av or whatever it is, it's
very difficult to discern. Right. Yeah, when it comes to kalim, the yad yisur there, the tarobit, or an egg, the tarobit, even one of them is a tircha. It's not like you have to do all of them to find one that's good. You have to.
Ah,
you know what he's saying? Don't do it all at once. Do one at a time. Every time, one have an egg, you
got to
look for it.
That's
still
a tircha.
Yeah.
But if you do have it all at one time,
for example. Not once, 100 times. So you hit the jackpot. And you get the one that's no good, then you throw it out and the rest is okay. Murphy's Law. Be number 99. Okay, do it. Everyone knows that law. Kitzur, it'd be a tremendous tircha. A tremendous tircha, Rabbi Zai. Yeah.
Where does it be draw the line between like
I don't hear you.
Where does everybody draw the line between testicles?
Okay, that's a very good question. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? So now, Avosai, I'd like to argue with one of my favorite Svarim. Favorite Svarim. The Bnei HaShulchan. I actually know the author. I mean, I met Rabbi Eisenthal for the Gilan Sefer once. But we know him. He's part of our world. Five Cohen Shlita. He lived in Brooklyn all the years. I was in his house more than once. 1722 Avenue N. Unfortunately for us, he moved to Lakewood. So all the roads lead to Lakewood these days. As a matter of fact, if you can take a picture of this page, can you, and put it on the screen? You can take a picture from you. You have a nicer version. I want to argue with him. So get the right page. Second. I can't find the right place. He discusses this issue at some length. Let's see. Is it? I'm trying to find it. One second. He has a natia to be machmir, but he says he has coolers too.
Where?
Oh, he's not on. Hold on. One minute. Not finding it. Okay. I think it's over here. Why am I finding it? Must be somewhere else. I'm looking here on Tzadiches Sivdalad on our Amor. He talks all about it, but not what I wanted to show you. I guess it comes with Min HaShemayim. I can't find what I'm looking for. Maybe it's. I see right through things. I can't find them, and I'm looking for them. I know what the page looks like.
It's in
Siman Kuf. It's in Kuf, maybe. Okay. Maybe it's in Siman Kuf. It's a whole page. I am Ashka Sala Kuf Dalet Zif Alaf. I think that's where it is. Kuf Dalet Zif Alaf. Let me see if I can find it. Please bear with me for one more minute. I found it. Page Reish Lamed Dalet. If you could please make a picture of page Reish Lamed Dalet and see what it says, okay? Do me a favor. He goes the other way. And it's basically, his fundamental reason is, let me give you the little background. If I want to show you the Bedek HaBayis and Torah HaBayis, I'm able to do that. That's on Sifri. Can I go off this for a minute to the comment? Can I go back here?
Second tab on the top. All the way on the top, it says
response. Go back for a minute. So, if I want to get to the Torah HaBayis, that's Sifri HaLocha, correct? Be shown him. I don't know if it'll be safer if there's medical bias. Separately? No.
Torah
Sodais. Makes sense. Ha'oruch. Now let's go straight to the medical bathroom. Easier to be able to find it easier that way. I think it's Bayis Dalet. I think it's Shar Aleph. I think so. Page numbers. Page numbers. One second. Page numbers. Ah. Kuv Beis of Gimel. We saw that. They have the page numbers. If the page numbers are to the, what I think is still the classic Torah Sabayis since was printed 100 years ago. Probably our fancy ones by now, but those are the page numbers that are given on the start of the Svarim. Kuv Beis of Gimel. Kli Rashma Torah Sabayis. Shar Dalid, Lamed Chesed and Beis. Good. Okay, you got it there? Not yet? Let's first. Oh, you got it. It's here. Oh, you can't get what I want now. But once you hear me there.
I can put it
up. High tech. And I asked for a split screen. It's not the.
Rabbi wants that part. Got a kavai though. What pages are? What Rabbi wanted?
I have to set the finish the pages. We're looking at that page. Lamed Ches Amud Beis.
Tell you the words might be easier.
But let's turn on Ches Amud Beis. What's all to do?
Yeah, you just have to scroll then.
Scroll.
Okay, save it. Fine. Easier to just.
Yeah, I know, but Lamed Tes, Lamed Chesmet Beis. Oh! Here we go. Old Kosov. This is a Bedek Abayis, criticized the Torah Abayis. Bekli Shetef, Shabola Min Ha'isa V'nesa V'ech Achakach Nisara B'cherin, Sharoa L'dono K'tivido Shesh L'matirin, Sharef Shalach Shirin B'agolam. Hello! I read this already for four from the Shach, but I want to see in the original. Why? Stop. So it really wasn't so nasty. You already saw it in the Shach, but suppose we'll see the original. Now, if I get back to the Bari HaShulchan.
This is why
where do I press? This one?
Yep.
So yes, it's a Dindaraisa. It's not just a Dovah Sheshul Matir. It's much worse. The Rashba said that the worst case is the Rabbana. And that it's not even a Rabbana because of the old souls. Okay. Oh, he says, "B'mikashu karach be'ed Torah gadol le'etzorach l'sanado." Shemash shevein Hashem misivkon la'migib Hashem aposkin. It's not called Yashar Shatirin. Simul kuf aruch hashulchan. Aruch hashulchan. We just saw, right? Kol echad ena yochel livro or yisur mitoch ha'eter alay yedei Torah gadol havel shabbat tarovas v'yisur batul. Yeah. Some say yes. Some say no. Omnom, Chuvas Marila Chadosho, Simen Pei, Nokat, I mean, these are his words, Rav Fivel Kohn Shlita. Pipshitus, the Kol Sheyochel Levar Har Isa Mitoch Aheter, Af Petorach Meruba, Chayev Ubekach, Diki Agavno, Lochoshiv Tarovis Klal, Ayin Shom. Maril, classical source, right? Maril, that's the number one point of Ashkenaz. Then he quotes the Ra'ah. Right? Says exactly the same thing. He quotes the Ra'ah for the third time. It's considered to be Nikar Yisr. Ad Kat. Mavu Adasa Ra'ah. Kol Shiyachal Hafer the Hetem and Yisr. Anyway, the Dome Shalat Tirin. Havlek in Nikar Yisr. Mavare. Doleka Bintel Kshi Yisr Nikar. Umenat Torah. Ulif he said, Nimrod who came. Af shafrada krucha b'torach meruba b'dor aislam b'tzinu chilek ben tircha muwadzat tircha meruba. Gvalt. He's on the wrong side of this issue. Then he has another line. After Rashba Shecholek Olav Shom. Listen to what he says. You got to give the man credit. Look what he writes. Look what he writes over here. Yesh Loma. Te'ihu mo de gamkin lezeh. The Rashba agrees with their all. What? No one else sounds like that. El Svirle. Shehag Olo. Look carefully. Eino hafroda sa isu min ahete. Ta'idesher ma'yil ha'kelim. V'yechad mehem. Hu shal iser. Lo etzliach la'afad isu. Rak ben ha'kli. Shebelu abo. Aval ha'tarova shal isu v'soch ha'heter. Akati kaimo. Elo. She'achshav eina tarova z'od be'otosav ma'kelim. El b'meha ha'gola. Shigalosav v'hem. He had 10 pots. He kashed each one in a different pot. You know, bigger pot, each one separately. They have 10 pots, you have 10 huge pots of water, one of whom has trade for water, nine of whom have kosher water. Or you transfer the tarubis from the pot into the water. You didn't accomplish anything. Adrabba. Tzorachil, lahab, and tzoras, a ra'oh, b'zeh. Doesn't understand the ra'oh. Gvalt. Doesn't understand the ra'oh. Ad kandrov ha'kadosh. So far, we're in deep trouble so far. He wants a paskin based upon the Ra'ah and the Rashba, that the fact that you can separate it would make it a din d'oraisa. You have to separate it. It's not both in a level d'oraisa. The Rashba says that you don't have to kasha the 10 kalim if one of them is treif for a different reason. You can't separate these from the head. All you can do is move the terovas from the clear to the water. He doesn't say they're all. So let me tell you what I think about this.
In the case of the chela that you have to sign in
your Ramah, right, yeah.
The same thing.
No.
Why? How do you know you're getting that? You're not getting any fat that was kosher with the fat that's treif. And how do you know that you're getting all the treif fat? You're just moving the tarot.
Let's assume that the person has a low cholesterol diet and there's no fat, and that by mistake something fat falls in. He'll put cold water and get all the fat out. I guess can exist. Hold on. Literally, that you can't say there are starchim. You can disagree with there are, but he made such an elementary mistake. There are? Candid sign. Here's my shot. Rabosai, when we speak about Isser, we speak about it in context. Isser, which is absorbed in a pot, is a major pain in the neck because it prevents us from using the pot. Iser, that's in water which is about to be spilled into the sewer, is of no consequence. Who cares if there's some iser in that water? Who cares? The water goes to the garbage anyway, it goes down the sewer. So, therefore, the ra'ah is correct. You are removing. Not Easter from heter. You're not removing Easter from heter and separating them from each other. No, that's correct. Factually, the Bar HaShulchan is correct. But you're removing the Easter with the heter from a place where it means something to a place where it means nothing. That's called separation. I thought they're all right. And therefore, the Rashford disagrees. Not for you Bar HaShulchan's reason. If you're right, then they're all makes no sense. I am factually correct. Now that it's factually correct, it's correct. Factually, it's correct. He had heter and iser mixed in the pot, not mixed into the water. Yeah, but it's kirchok mitzvah mimayro. And the pot was in our way, and the water's going to the garbage anyway. Fine. So therefore, that, what about the maril? So I have a baruch Hashem in my house, I have the shoot of maril chadoshes. You have to give me a baril on so I can look into my baril on in my house. But meanwhile, I still have some svarim. I can even learn on Shabbos. I have a couple of Sfarim left, okay? I don't know what people do these days. Yeah. So let's take a look. Shut Marilla Chadoshes. One of these or one of here? This? Okay. Let's go to Shut. Shalos and Shubas. Ah, Chadoshes. He quotes Siman Pei. Does he really say the words that the Baal HaShulchan? What was the words of the Baal HaShulchan? Lo Choshev Tarov is Klal. Did he say those words? Well, look for yourself. Let's take a look. Look carefully. Od Omrani came under Evshel Haftar Iser. Look carefully, please, with the words. Did he say it's not Tarubas at all? Let's see what he says. Lo Shayach Levatlo. Midi Dehavi Adnis Arvu Chitim Bisorim Iser Beheter. Vinikru Achitim. Mi lo mechayvina livro or isoy de Torah godo. V'chein, something in our case, lavar lo b'misnenes, ho v'yev shel afrido, hochinami lo shna. There's some kind of type over here. As I say, what is it? Okay. V'chein sheretz darmuti, tzorach lavira b'misnenes, an yoredeyes imekluv dalet, sif aleph. Change the text a little bit. Fine. Fine. Next footnote. Svara kazumu b'shach yoredeyes min kuvbeis konches b'shem ha-ra'o. Ayin shom. He equates this with the ra'o. The ra'o says takanikar iser. But the Maril never said that. He never said it. He never said it. He didn't say it. He just said you have to do it. Let's go back to the Maril for 1 second. But first I want to show you something. Ayin the commencement pei zayin. I'm not a bucky in the Maril, but my edition has its footnote, and it's going to prove that I'm right, and this is wrong. Back to the Maril for a second. That's this. What's Lashon? Mila mechayvina levrora yisai de Torah gadol. Masnenes. He didn't say it's not a terubus at all. You're required, he said, to be mevarin. What does it say in Pezayin? Look. Look. V'hayoros, right? That's the Dibur Baschel. Look what happens. They are mixed in. Some Rabbi Hosein say, Yavish b'yavish, u'betelim b'rov. Right? That's the Rashi's Pesach. But I'm afraid, says the Maril, Shema d'choshiv, yesh lo matirin, afrav dikahot sos, v'hefzit, etc. It's the small hefzit. Small hefzit. Rabosai. Puk fakert! You see clearly that the Maril didn't hold like the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah said, if Kaling this Aru is considered Midoraisa, because Efsher Lakira. But the Maril is the favorite, is a Dava Shiyeshma Matirin. And the footnote is right to compare Simon Pei to Simon Pei Zayin. Here too is Shiyeshma Matirin, exactly the opposite of what the Bali Ashulchan said. Bali Ashulchan, according to the Maril. It's not a tarovus at all. Puk fakert. Maril Pei Zayin is the Dava Shiyesh Lo Matirin. Clearly. Clearly. It's the Dava Pasha that way. Dava Pasha that way. So therefore, I am trying to advocate, no more judge, but lawyer, trying to advocate for this position. If you can't see it right away, it's a Dava Shiyesh Lo Matirin. But it's not considered to be a prama level of Doraisa as a place, he said. Not like the Gilead Marsha, not like the suggestion of the pre-begot. I will see tomorrow the distinctions here and there. I'm talking about Big Adol. Big Adol. Now.
What's called seeing right away?
Oh, so the devil's in the details. We have to see what it means. If a pot fat fell in, you can't see the fat. You just don't see it. Somewhere underneath, somewhere in the middle of the whole cholent, it's fat. You can't see it, right? Here's the case. You have the eggs. You can't see it. You have little bugs. You can't see them. In many cases, you just don't see them. With a tachbula, you can separate it. You're not required, but the rice to do any tachbulas. Right now, it's what the rabbanon. In some cases, they ask if there's shmatirin yet. That's it. Once you reduce things to rabbanon, there are many, many more leniencies, Rabosa. Many leniencies. Now, I'll go back to one of my other, I told you my favorite, and this is my favorite, he's advocate. Page Kuf Pei Vav in this sefer. Yes, sir.
It's a pretty low threshold to call, you know.
I don't hear you.
Pretty low threshold to call my, you know, cold water to get the fat out.
You think it's not a tough pull up?
Put that chicken soup in the fridge.
They didn't have fridges, but that's not the point right now. The point—it's a tough pool to pour water over something. It's not a normal thing to do. You do it to try to discover something which is not apparent. Okay. Now, let's go slow. Let's go slow. I'm reading you the words of the Sefer, Megillah Sefer, page Kuf Pei Vav. What about a case? Lo nika de ayin lehedya. Is that called Nikar Iser? Because you could find it. But no. No, it's right now it's not Nikar. I have to look through a tremendous Tircha. Okay. So he quotes the Chochmas Adam. The Chochmas Adam. Let's take a look and see. He tells you to look at the Chochmas Adam. We can have those. Don't we have the Chochmas Adam? Sifrei Halacha. It's a separate category, right? Sifrei Ha'adam? Who's that?
Sifrei Balad.
Yeah. Chochmas Adam. Where are we over here? What's going on here? Sharisa Behet. I think it's... Makes sense? Yeah. Da! The Bittel call Yisroel no Shaykh of Masha Eina Nikar. Avam Yoko la Hakira Iser, Ein lo Bit Lalumbis, Ben Laf Ben Yavish. Okay, here's examples. Here's the look he says. Afil Yavish Rosh, Im Yucha la Hakira Iser, Ein a Bottle, Afilu Be Elef, 1 in 1,000. Gonch Nisarvu Chitim Mitzumachim Shein Chometz, Bishar Chitim, Lo shayer bittel, afilu be'elef. Kevin sheyachol lahakir ha'isur lasiro. Afil de Torah gadol. You better believe Torah gadol. Check him 1,000 to get 1 unit. Sounds like he's saying the chumra in this case. 1 in 1,000. Afil pikein. You say it's not bottle at all. That's what he quotes. Quotes a chazanish. Your adeus him and your dalas of konvav. What's nimuach betoloim? The bugs are crushed. Hainu she'ein or ayin makiraso klal. Just by looking at it, you won't see it. For the chen bottle kedin yavish biyavish. Avol ma ayin makiraso kisheyif kishenu. Bad word. When your eye meets the bug. Oh, hey, who wants to meet a bug? Your eye meets the bug. Yeah, you recognize it as a bug. Af al gav she'ein koach b'odom l'chapes afrov. Who has koach? I find this little bug. One bug fell into a ton. You know what the expression is in America? A needle in a haystack. Right? A bug in a haystack. Yeah? Choshev ki'isa nigger ve'ein obotel. He quotes the Chazanish in another place. Simen chav dal sefkon ches. Kol shu nigger k'shev ke'enu. Af mutamen betam shul ov in a motzel choshev benikar lo shayach bitul. That's what they say. But he quoted the Aruch HaShulchan from before. Simen Kuf, the pashup shad is only through chippus v'torach rav is considered eno nikar. Otherwise, you can't have a case of a froach, right? Based on the froach of tamen in the mala. It is babel at surah, so you can't tell it's not a barrier. It's nikar, not teruvus. You have to all kinds of funny tzirim according to these posts we just quoted earlier. Of course, the Aruch HaShulchan, we just saw it before. He likes the Aruch HaShulchan. Then he found out as follows. He quotes other posts who like the Aruch HaShulchan. Who are they? Das Moronon, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and Rabbi Yosef. They both hold Baruch Hashem like this Aruch HaShulchan. That's good news. Very good news. Okay? Very good news. This is Kuf Pei Vav I'm reading to you. Until you look back what he wrote earlier, Give me the page number you want to look up later yourself. Kuf Mem Dalet. Kuf Mem Dalet. What's this? Who told about this Gedolim? A sefer called Pedikas Hamazon Kalocha. Who ever heard of that sefer? Who wrote it? Oh, yeah. Okay. She got it from the library. Page 135. He quotes at the Tzemach Tzedek HaChodosh. It's from the Rebbe Lubavitch. Yeridea Simen Ayin Herek Mitzuvos Lochia. Emeno Niko Kiyim Ayde Torah Gadol. Is Batla Batarova the Derech HaShulchan. Vishkan Ledina. Das Marona. Abshalem Zalman. And Rebbe Yoshev. So he can be a Chabatzka and be Matarit. Tzemach Tzedek. He can be a Yerushalmi Matarit. Yashua Shalom Azam, the only Yerushalayim. So, you know, I like this. I like this. Again, it's not unanimously accepted, but I think it's the truth. He goes further than that. He says he thinks, maybe remember tomorrow, so bring me the. We have Tzemach Tzedek downstairs, Miss Memish? I think so. Bring it up. So let's take a look tomorrow and see what he says. He says, Arichas, I only have another 7 minutes. I can't go to Arichas now. I want to just finish up if I can. Simen Kuf Dalet. What does it say? Open Kuf Dalet, which we came from originally. I guess from the Ma'am Komis and Simen Kuf Dalet, I see a couple of sources. It's all based on the Sugya Masechta Avodah Zarah, about the Achba, the Imartut. Whoa, it's so, we call today gross. Sama Chesem and Beis and Avodah Zarah. Okay, but you know, we won't get too graphic. Okay, we won't get too graphic. All right. So, again, the Ramah says only sheretz, because you may actually bump into it. And what's the pshataka? Why is sheretz unique? Why is sheretz unique? So, if you look at the Nekuda Sakesef, who's criticizing the Taz, he says as follows. Taz Herich LaHaskal Ramah V'Siyos. Chol Dvar of Tabuim. It's all wrong. The Taz is all wrong, as the Shach usually says. Taz is all wrong. Okay. So he says as follows. Kavanas Ramah. Skipping halfway now. Hocha Dina Kalach Balach came in the Sarv B'Mashke. At the Kosh and Kena Mai Osir on his battle Kshesh Shishim Nekdo. At the Vare Shani Hocha. Came with the Kimo Beria, the Loke Al Kadasha Minatorah. Oh, why is this unique? A sheret does not require a kazayis. The Loke Kadasha Minatorah. Im Kain Chomer Tvei, for Gozer Rabbanan Bei Shechayshin and Shemiyiv Kabe Mamashos or Shal Kadasha, for Yos Lechiv Do Raisa, Ki Hechi the Ashkan the Gozer Beret Lo Botil. The same as the regard is not bottled, there also goes there not to consume the whole pot. Because you may bump into a kadosha and swallow a kadosha whole. Rabosai, you're not going to swallow a kazayas whole of tarfus. Amen. Even the smaller kazayas, you'll be able to pick that up. But the kadosha is so small, you'll never bump into it and swallow it. That's what the Ramah meant. Al Bishari Surin came in the Enol Lok El Al Kazayas Lok Gozubay. Look at the source. Isa v'het aruch lamed beis nitesuyot. Let's take a look what it says. V'yamar t'do zoraka achmar v'atam botla b'shishim k'din kol tam d'beria. Avon v'amar t'd v'nechlech b'inyin she'en yochel levaro lo t'yo isur osir akol. Why? V'dilma chaticha b'ki'adosha nishashom v'ami beria. Dach v'mashka, v'lem nevede ad she'en makir lo tziyo l'chidu b'kazayin, z'mi shmon ha'shuatzen b'otel shabat, v'chersu b'shishim, v'ach ha'shen ha'sholem, yeah, where the hedra, the mechal, the dach v'mashka chashutim l'nisha ha'shem chatiha ka'adosha, havi feria, b'yavish b'yavish, b'otel shabat b'shishim, hayat lo kotsu ha'poskum din zedach ha'shin ha'shem yifkabu ha'mashok, shal nisir, rak hocha b'yachbar, Rashi the Ravon, the Mordechai the Aguda, Kulam Kasu Habatam, the Kevin, the Sheretz, Shurim the Kadosha, like the Ramah, as they wrote in the Shachs of Kotlan Gimel. You see, Claude, this way. What did he write in Shachs of Kotlan Gimel? Look at the very, very end of Sukkot and Gimel. Very end. He proves his point. Teda, Dorash v'Torah Sabayis Kosev Nami Keran U'v'tshuva Simen Kuf Aleph Kosev V'kidere Shal Morak Shenofa L'tocha Yitush Shem Nechlach V'imena Eivir V'afilu Shlema V'nisraska V'yoba Tzurasa Ha'v'kishar Yisrael Batla. And the Beis Yosef quotes it. Alma Kol She'i Evshel Sanano is Batel, as long as there's no problem of barrier. Long as no problem of barrier. What about the Taz? What about the Taz? The Chazon Ish, who doesn't like it, is Moda that the Shach is against him, based on the Shach's read of the Tshuvas HaRashba. They say, well, we don't follow the Ramo, we don't follow the Shach, we'll follow the Mechaber and the Taz. Now the Mechaber seems to be against the Ramo, okay, that I can concede, but the Taz? Not so clear. The Taz at the very end of Sifkot Nalek, give a look quickly. I just want to finish two things, then we have to end. The Taz at the end of Sifkot Aleph, Rabosai, give a look. End of Sifkot Aleph. The Taz at the end of Sifkot Aleph. Talks about the following thing. Mashikosa v'drisha, k'shema kamakir ne'isa l'sheyev sh'levaro, kenu emes, v'doma l'mashikosa v'esheres l'shema kufta etzvav, the Rambam, the Nilchema shel Goyim, quote, Avochema, Ha'isa Niker, Taino Hakum, Elashiyev shel Levaro, Lefichah Eino Batel, end quote. Yeah. Lefianira, the Vadilo Boatur Kan Veklal, Asos Kumra, Besheretz, Mashenkin, Beshari Surim, Lo Saldai to Klal. Are you kidding? The Shach thinks that this Taz is dead wrong. The Taz is against the Shach. Yeah? And that's what he means. It's going to be awesome no matter what. Ben Sheretz to Shari Surim. Applies to all these Surim. Yeah? I, according to the Rajba, and if the Rambam is wrong, I, the Rajba holds that Yisra Chema, the Rambam says, Tam Yishim She'ein Akum Mispatla Bechema She'ein Amurav Boshi Mispatla Ben Miyuto Hikshel the Rajba Kmo She'nat Kufta Zvav Afo Pi She'ein Amurav Batla Ben Miyuto, because you can't get rid of him. Kei Maishla Mikan Da Achba She'ein Mispatla Beshecho Bechomet. Here too, which is a major problem, as opposed to the case of Chema. Fine, Ad Kama, he says. So it all boils down to this Rashba. So what did the Rashba say? So the Chazon Ish, let's take a look at the Rashba, and that'll be our last source for today. For those who don't have a Rashba, look it up later on. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba. We like to see things in their original form, right? What could be better than the Rashba? Where is it? Rashba. You have to look at the Shoel. The Rashi was real life questioners and gave real life answers. What? What happened over here? Kuf Aleph. Oh, Kuf Aleph, not Kuf Aleph. Thank you. Look at the wrong place. Thank you for correcting me. Kuf Aleph. Shela. A Yitush fell into the soup. Can't find it there. Amarta. You, the Shoel. Shakol Asur, Shein Bittel the Beria, Asura. Finistapik Emirim and Amorok Bakafa Bakovra and Shein Lasham. Alfish Amorok Shabiktera Osum Nechashash at Beria, Masha Bakafa Bakov Mutter Rasum. Fim Tisaloma Mutter, Nidon Kayla Hatra Kader Atzma, Alfa Pisha Blua may also Morok alone. What about the pot? Chuvu. Dvar Brurim, Anirova, Kanch, and Iberia, Oseris, Bekol Mashu, Machmas, Pleitosa. Come on, everyone knows that. And the Machmas, Mimamosho, who takes Shlema, Vishlanissa, Tsurasa. Oh. Hoim Nechmah, we met Avro, I feel the Vishlema, Vishraska, Vishlanissa, Tsurasa, Avon Shema, Rekashai, Surin, and Butler. Pshutim, Larisi, Lichtov, and Sanki, Rabu. Fine. Umeata, Mashin, Divdak, Menamok, Vyodu, Ashen, Sham, Gufa, Sham, Berek, Moshe, Nefla, Sham, Mutter, and Kashim Sofik. Vakadeiro Atsamu Teres. Biodua Shlobola as Aberia Kamo Shahi. Flotiflatena Kamo Shahi. Lufi Shamarto. Shapetosa in a Seres of the Meshishim. You got it from the Mishnah in Chulin. Yay! Ola Badat Chafila Yushu Vazvuv. Kiyotibo? No! Only Bereshain and Mu'usal. Bili Mishmanek Modir Anoshe. Tzipor. Kodover Animus. Zelimeno Anoshim. And also Batamas Notanufgam. The end of the story. Says the Chazanish, he wants to say that the Shach is wrong. The Shach read the Rashba that everything is mutter. The soup is also mutter. Chazanish is no. The Chazanish, he only was responding to the Shoel. He was only saying that the pot is okay. He never said that the soup is okay. Really? So I didn't read it that way. Nor did the Megillah Sefer. Here on page Kuv Pei Ches, he quotes his Chazanish. He says the Taz is right and the Shach is wrong. Fine, we thought the Taz also wasn't arguing. Aye, the Rashba. Why is the Chazanish? The Tavshal is Taka Aser. All the Rashba meant to do was to go against the Shoal who asked the pot. Ukim Beduma, says Rabbi Eisenthal, Megillah Sefer. Shemedakli, Boloshna Rashba, Bechuvit, Befrat, Bedivri, Shulchanoch, and the Kuv. Mashma, Shgam HaMorak Atzlo Eino Nesar. Elokei Nitzlebo HaBeri B'Shlimus Lokshi Merusekas. I think there's no other way. He first few lines, he says, Rab, shoot them, I didn't bother writing it. And then he keeps going. What are you keeping going for? If you have me mad at the soup. So for all these reasons, it seems to me that we pass Kalalokha like the Placey, not like the Bali HaShulchan, and this is the most important machlokas of all of Yichus Bugs. So I went 2 minutes over the time. We'll stop here, but tomorrow we'll go a little bit more about these vinyanim, then we'll start on the vinyanim as well.
Glass or a light on it.